Good morning, and welcome to Simply Product Hunt. It's Friday, March 15th. On today's show, we'll be discussing OpenRound, the latest TradePost AI, and the new textile technology. Plus, we'll take a look at the Wave logo generator. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Product Hunt. We start off with a new development in the world of startups. A platform called OpenRound has been launched for founders to manage and find investor relationships. This platform aims to automate reminders and track relationships, eliminating the need for spreadsheets. It also includes a term sheet visualization tool for fundraise modeling and dilution. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent Celeste. Can you tell us more about OpenRound and its features?
Certainly, David. OpenRound is a platform designed to help founders manage their investor relationships more efficiently. It automates catch-up reminders, tracks relationships, and even has a term sheet visualization tool that allows founders to check fundraise modeling and dilution. The goal is to streamline the process and eliminate the need for manual tracking via spreadsheets.
That sounds like a useful tool for founders. Who are the people behind OpenRound?
OpenRound was created by Josh Ockenden and Terry Lennon. It was hunted by Josh Ockenden and featured on Product Hunt on March 15, 2024.
And how has the response been so far?
As it's a recent launch, it's still early to gauge the overall response. However, it has already received 10 upvotes on Product Hunt, indicating some initial interest from the community.
What kind of users can benefit from OpenRound?
OpenRound is primarily designed for founders, particularly those who are in the process of fundraising. It can help them manage their investor relationships more efficiently, keep track of important reminders, and visualize their fundraise modeling and dilution. It's a tool that could potentially save founders a lot of time and effort.
Thanks for the insights, Celeste. Now let's shift our focus to TradePost AI, a platform offering a new way to get actionable investment ideas with solid foundations. Users can forward financial newsletters and research reports to their TradePost AI inbox and gain insights from SEC filings. They can also filter their data feed of ideas by asset class, market sector, or geographical exposure. Here to discuss this further is Bella, a correspondent for Simply Product Hunt. Can you tell us more about this service?
Certainly, David. TradePost AI is essentially a tool for investors who want to stay informed and make data-driven decisions. By forwarding financial newsletters and research reports to their TradePost AI inbox, users can easily access and organize a wealth of information. The platform also allows users to gain insights from SEC filings, which can be crucial for understanding a company's financial health.
And how does the filtering work?
Users can filter their data feed of investment ideas based on various criteria. This includes asset class, market sector, and geographical exposure. This feature allows users to focus on the areas that are most relevant to their investment strategy.
So, who would you say could benefit the most from using TradePost AI?
TradePost AI can be a valuable tool for any investor who wants to stay informed and make data-driven decisions. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, having access to a wealth of organized information and being able to filter it based on your investment strategy can be incredibly beneficial.
Thanks for that update, Bella. Speaking of new tools, let's shift our attention to a new addition to the Product Hunt community, a Figma plugin called Textile. Designed specifically for UX writers, Textile offers a text-friendly interface that allows for editing interface texts apart from Figma. Here to discuss this new launch is our correspondent, James. Can you tell us more about Textile and its features?
Certainly, David. Textile is a tool that aims to streamline the process of interface design for UX writers. It allows users to edit interface texts without interrupting designers, which could potentially enhance the workflow in a design team. It's a free tool and is currently available for trial.
And who are the creators behind Textile?
Textile was created by a team of five: Olga Pavlova, Olga Buberman, Arina Bagaldina, Roman Nebel, and Eugene. It was hunted by Olga Pavlova and featured on Product Hunt on March 15, 2024.
How has the Product Hunt community responded to the launch of Textile?
As of now, Textile has received 20 upvotes on Product Hunt. However, it's still early days, and the tool has not yet been rated. It will be interesting to see how the community responds as more users try out the tool.
Thanks for the insights, James. As we continue to explore the world of design tools, a new product has made its debut. The Wave Logo Generator, described as your new logo buddy, is designed to simplify the process of creating logos. Here to discuss this new tool is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Product Hunt. Can you tell us more about the Wave Logo Generator?
Certainly, David. The Wave Logo Generator is a tool that allows users to create logos by simply inputting an image and adjusting the settings. The tool then generates a logo, making the process straightforward and creative. It's all about keeping things simple and getting creative. And the best part is, it's totally free.
That sounds quite user-friendly. Who is behind the creation of this tool?
The Wave Logo Generator was created and launched by Gleb Shalimov. This is the first launch for Wave Logo Generator, and it seems to have been well received by the community.
How has the community responded to this new tool?
The response has been positive. The Wave Logo Generator has received a 5-star rating from users and has been upvoted 85 times. It's currently ranked 18th for the day and 72nd for the week on Product Hunt. The tool has also sparked some discussion, with 24 comments posted so far.
It's always interesting to see new tools that simplify tasks and foster creativity. Thanks for sharing this with us, Abby. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Product Hunt. We'll see you back here tomorrow.